Tabasco.
We gotta make us a song. Come on, make us a song. Make us an intro song. Get your
okay.
Get your voice on.
What am I supposed to say?
I don't know. Sing.
Sing.
Come on, we gotta make us a song. It gotta be like, cause I can't do that, cause then we copyright. I can't even hit him. I was gonna hit him with the R. Kelly.
Don't you hit him with shit. That's gonna have no people trying
tonight,
to see me.
Baby, they was about they was about to drop that, but I can't hit him with that one. You know that's my favorite. You know, I can hit that from the bottom.
Zonia. Not from the bottom.
Yeah.
Hi, live viewer.
Oh, is that R. Kelly?
Tonight, baby. No. I wanna get oh, yeah, you're right.
I'm not cutting none of this shit. So stop.
But all yeah, right. No, that's not R. Kelly.
Well, we here. Welcome to Zonia Freak House Podcast. I don't know what we talking about today, because I'm in space, but I'm here. And we're going to have some fun. I'm just here to have fun.
He's running right. This podcast. I just want to throw it out there.
Who running the podcast?
Daddy.
<Hell no.
laughs> Yeah, that's what you said on the phone.
I didn't say I was running this. Oh, I said that?
God. Yes.
Come on, man. You gotta run this. No. You know what we talking about, so.
I am a second class citizen.
Oh, my goodness. Did you do the outline? You do the outline?
You said you were running this podcast.
I didn't think about nothing the same.
Me neither, because you said you had it.
Oh, shit.
Stop playing with the people.
That's good. I was at work, man. I said we're going to do some fun topics and shit today.
And you said we were going to do attraction.
Attraction. Like I'm attracted to you.
Physical. Yeah, because I'm sexy and things. Yeah. I mean, not right now. I look like a little boy, but, you know.
Dead ass
fat.
Fat ass little boy.
Dead ass. 42 Doug.
What the fuck?
Call me 42 Doug.
Who the fuck is that?
The little short rapper. He fat as a whore.
Okay, I don't know.
I know you wouldn't know. I'm glad you don't.
I'm like, what the fuck?
But I hope
you
don't hear
about
this and cuss me out and stuff. Because I had your back about your son. So if you hear this, don't come for me.
Oh, that's the nigga who baby mother was on shit.
No, that's the nigga that licked his son neck.
Huh?
Yeah.
I be missing everything. I don't watch celebrities.
Yeah, me either. But I be on the shade room because they funny.
I watch my check and my biatch.
Hey, I'm the biatch. Sorry.
All right. You want to say hi to your live? I don't know how many people you got over there.
I see Candy just say hey. Hey, Candy. Hey, girl. Hey. She always popping up.
You can do that. You can do that.
I got to stop saying names. Do you give me the right to say your name on my podcast? Because it's on here. We are supposed to be talking about attraction.
Damn, I fucked that up. Oh, shit.
Physical attraction.
I mean, we just here. We here right now. We got time. We got time. We can... You always want to rush. Take it slow. Slow it down.
I mean, I be slow down. I was just saying the topic is attraction. I'm chilling. I'm sipping. You know, I'm here for a good time, not a long time.
An hour and a half to 45 minutes, to be exact.
Period. Then I'm out. Then let's go get out on the duo.
Actually, this might be a little faster, though.
Because Dante played around.
I didn't play around. Nah, all right, so let me tell y'all what happened.
No, right? Don't tell them. Don't.
I mean, I'm going to tell them what happened so they can understand what the fuck is happening here.
Don't lie on me.
I'm not lying on you. So what happened was Kia had like a excellent topic to do, but she had like an excellent three topics to do. And all three of them like was tied together. And so it was like usually when we come up with our topics, we figure we know what we're going to say. We know each other so we can just talk about it, but today she had like three great topics, and I really liked them, and I was like, no, we got to get into this. So I pushed those topics back and
said he was going,
I was,
you know, do
work,
his thing with the topic, and all he did was came up
with the topic. So all I came up with is the topic of attraction, but you know, I know attraction enough. I wanted to tell my story. She said I can't tell my story.
He got another story he can tell.
I don't got a lot of stories I can tell about that because it's usually the same. I haven't crossed the board with most of them. That's like the only intriguing thing.
No.
Yeah. So, say no. How do your people care?
This the only way to watch. So, if someone asks if the podcast is streamable live, the only way to stream the podcast live is here on my Facebook groups live. That's the only way I'm live. The podcast will be posted tonight, probably around 1 a.m. ish.
Should probably be before then.
So,
what time is it? We starting early, and we gonna see something too because we starting early. And I told her like 11 o'clock is like the vamp hour, so you might get a couple people. But she's saying we can get more people if we do it early. So this is gonna be an excellent test to see that.
I mean, that's because that people be saying it. Oh, y'all be on late.
Man, people just be telling you shit, man.
I know. I be trying to see though, because I was right about Apple Podcasts. I'm just saying.
Yeah, nah. Yeah, you was right about that one. You was. I didn't think about the sheer amount of people that just have Apple, but. Yeah, I told you this platform was everything we needed, right?
It was.
All righty. So, we in there. Teamwork make the dream work.
Fix.
All right, what we about some minutes in. Oh, this is what I wanted to do. Before we got started, I was going to throw Kia under the bus, but I'm not going to throw Kia under the bus.
Damn. Now see how he do me.
For everything, I'm going to read these results from my little polls I had. Darcy is so bad to be light-skinned.
Shut up. He's colorist. I hear you coming.
Yeah, for real, she bad to be light-skinned.
Excuse me. People do be talking just to hear themselves talk, though. That's why they be saying stuff like, oh, y'all be on late.
All right. And I'm going to share these results right now because we here. So I did a couple polls. And not just these was quick ones. I ain't leaving them up. They ain't going to be up for long. They probably be different come the morning because I'm still leaving them up after this. But I'm doing this for this. All right. So the first one is like, what size dick you want? And,
oh, you want to throw me under the bus because I said.
Yeah, you I'm said you saying, want a big donkey dick.
Only because the poll said 8 and under on the other side, and I don't really like 8 and above.
Eight,
so
it's
I
eight
was,
and under, but that's
it was donkey it's dick. Right, no, my nigga dick is bigger than 8. So
I don't know that.
I do know that.
She just be saying shit.
No,
I'm telling you.
She just be no, saying I don't, Joe.
My dick ain't that big.
Chill.
It's big like when I'm real, real horny. And my balls get extra tight. That motherfucker look like I have a tree trunk.
Yeah, we measured that bitch with the remote, remember?
Hold on, I recall somebody really liked that bitch.
Who?
You, nigga.
Oh, yeah, I did.
How the fuck are you gonna say who? Like,
I did. I like big dick, and I cannot lie. These other girls can't dick now. I like good dick.
And that I do have.
You irky.
That's something I know. Like, how big is your dick? Yeah, I'm gonna lie to you, cause I can get away with it. But I know I got good dick. All right, now let's see what else. Do you wear panties all the time? 11 to 89% said
no. Yeah, because who wears panties all the time? That's childish. What are we, 10?
Probably.
No, we aren't. 29.
All right, so it's 11% to 89 saying no. What was my next one? I ever cried during sex, and this one surprised me.
Jesus. Bless you.
No, that's that bang getting to me. I'm getting the jumpies. All right. Have you ever cried during sex? 72% says yes.
Yeah, I did. I cried during sex. Almost cried the other day. 28%
said no. That was, this number was, I'm about to see who the fuck.
You didn't think that people cried during sex?
I didn't think it was this common.
Oh, yeah, man. When you hit that,
y'all been out there getting some good dick.
You in that thing?
Hold on. Is a real thing. Was it good dick or was it good head? I mean, like, yeah, was it good head or good dick? Which one was it?
It was good dick for me.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you're talking about me.
It was fantastic, actually. I mean, you know.
She made herself cry.
Almost hit me.
But it felt good.
This nigga, I never make myself cry or moan or come.
For real, she made herself do that. But the yeses, man, y'all been out there getting some good dick, man.
Yeah, it be that
congratulations to you ladies.
It be that physical and mental and all that shit be happening at
y'all
one time.
Was probably in love. It probably wasn't even a dick. You was just probably beep, overwhelmed with love for your nigga.
Be hitting that spot like beep beep like you.
Probably the same nigga they called the little dick nigga when he was mad at him. I'm just saying. Maybe. If you did it, you know you did it. So. Yeah, that was wild to me though. I didn't expect that one. And I got a last one. My last one is, how much do you love sex? It was 6 and under, 7 and up. Of course, I knew this one was going to be in favor of 7 and up.
Did people actually say 6 and under?
Yeah. Got a few 6 and unders.
Interesting.
But it's 83% to 17% for 7 and up.
Okay.
So this just confirms I have a lot of nasty motherfuckers on my timeline.
You always do.
And I'm learning how to engage with them. Like, a lot of them don't like typing, but they'll click a button. Quick, like, boop, okay. So that's why I do it that way instead of, like, the typing, because I get just more reaction from here. And they fun, and it lets me, I just got to ask the question the way I want to get the answer that I want.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I can't ask a question that I need you to reply to.
You got
to
ask a yes or no.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
This or that. Or that.
Come on, let's play. Ask me some this or that's.
Head or coochie?
Coochie.
Hmm.
It's always coochie. Coochie is like. You feel me? It's the. It's like. You just.
All right. Would you. If you can only pick one. Mm-hmm. You get head or you receive head? I mean, you get head or you give head?
I would give.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'm a pleaser. I just want your soul a little bit. Just a little bit. She hate when I brag, but I'm that nigga. She know it. It's like, I'm sorry. Ain't this what we here to do?
I just don't brag because y'all know. Go, okay. Sensei Tsunami. Sensei Tsunami. That's my name on Twitter.
Hey, come on.
Got that drop.
Come on. What else you got?
I don't know. I think I would pick giving too. But let's think. Anal or head?
Would you
like to fuck a girl in the booty hole?
Mm-hmm.
Or get head. Pick one.
Head. I take the head.
Good. I like sucking dick.
Yeah. You cried the last time. That's the tears you was talking about. She thinks she's slick.
No, first of all.
Because technically, head is sex. So if head is sex, then what you basically did was cry while you was giving me head, and now you won't hear talking about something you cried during sex.
No, I said I cried off the dick in my
that
coochie,
would literally be crying off the dick. Like, no, when you come off the said, dick, tears drop.
I said in my coochie when you was hitting it like that, boom, 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 boom.
Off the top.
Or I knew back shots or missionary.
Missionary. From the front.
Missionary. Definitely. Hands down. I absolutely love missionary. It's great.
That's because I be long dicking.
Would you like to?
Oh, you heard that. I thought I said it in my ear.
No. Well, maybe I read minds. The world will never know. As a woman, I was asked if I would like to spit or swallow. Swallow. Or bust on my face. So probably see. Bust on my face. That way I can lick it. It's 2-for-1 type situation.
All right, sure. Do you want to do this podcast tonight?
No.
Oh, you trying to get fucked? I just want to know before we go any further, because this could be a short one. Like, we don't even got to do a whole hour of this today. Like, I swear I wrote a damn near nothing, but people will listen to us. And so, if y'all give me y'all ears, we going to give you some content.
First of all, I plan on doing my podcast and then getting fucked, hence my bottle.
Yeah, yo, hold on. One thing I do want to let y'all know on this podcast.
Don't ever let since people
we been,
know.
Ever since
no.
we've been doing this podcast, stop. Every time we done, she be trying to throw me some coochie. Like, she just be throwing it at me. Like, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Like when I be a hoe.
Like, I walk in a room, she in the room, butt ass naked, legs in the air. Like, you come and lay down. You thought. There's kids in the house. They were asleep though. But you still thot ass motherfucker.
So?
That's some thot shit. You can't be doing that for a podcast. So you tricking her for a podcast.
If that's what you want to call it, I mean,
what you,
I mean, I do what I gotta do here and there.
I rationalize it in your head. I like it when you make me sound good.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna suck your dick.
Yeah,
I take it. Shit.
Then you put on a little podcast voice.
I got a podcast voice. How it sound? You like it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You a clown. Shorty said, fuck them kids.
Not fuck the kids.
Would you?
Oh, man.
What? Titties or ass?
That's a hard one right now because it's flop. It depends on how they look.
I know because that ass is just.
Like, your ass fat as shit right now.
I promise you.
That ass bony.
Promise you, I gained hella
weight. I'm loving that ass right now.
That ass throwing ass in.
Yeah. And
that
then
thing,
the titties
thingy.
Got big. I like when titties got big.
Titties did get big. Titties is
tittying. And she put me under a breast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like them titties then.
Yeah. That's because I'm the shit. I'm fat. And I got stretch marks.
I like to look at ass now, though. I used to like to look at titties when I was a kid.
Maybe you all tittied up.
Yeah. I like to look at ass now. Like, you fat as shit. I want to see your ass. It's ass and cuteness. If you cute, I can look at you. If you fat, I can look at you.
Yeah.
I don't really care about your titties unless like you got them bitches bussing. Like, your titties got bussing.
I'm going with the titty out for you. Keep this titty up for the podcast.
All right. So.
Deep throats or deep strokes?
What?
I know. That was a weird one.
I just did that.
I think so. That's kind of head or pussy, right?
Yeah, same thing.
I think so. I personally would prefer the deep strokes.
Are they asking you? Somebody asking you this stuff.
I don't know. Yeah, somebody asked me, was throwing questions out there when we started doing the here and there. And I just started asking you stuff that they were saying on the podcast, on the live.
Okay. All right, so. I got some questions here, right? And so, I'm trying to get into a mind of a female. Right.
Yes.
And I want to know just broadly right now, what attracts a female to a man?
Physically or just period?
Period.
For me?
Well, yeah, I should say that. What attracts you to a man? He gotta look like a gorilla.
Fuck you, because you don't even.
If you would have said that, like, if you like, what you looking for? I'm looking for a nigga to act like a monkey. Bitch, I'd have got there on branches.
Hey, you crying? Hey,
I don't know. I'll just do it like this on
with some Tarzan shit.
You hear me?
Tarzan Tay.
You hear me? Y'all niggas ain't ready, man.
Tarzan Tay.
Shit, I'm out there. You niggas done did some wild shit for some coochie guns. We can get into that later.
I personally like niggas that look a certain way, of course. You know, physical attraction for me would be arms. Fucking skin complexion. Height, dick size. I like nerds. That's a little gangster. It's weird.
Look, you ain't just had to describe me, my nigga.
I like the hood. No, shut up. I like hood niggas. I like people from the hood that like nerd shit. So, you know, the nigga that lived the street nigga that was watching anime, playing Pokemon and shit, that was me. So, I like them kind of people. And that's in the music. Every nigga I ever fucked with was in the music heavy. So, that's because I like music. I like a big dick. And I like nice lips.
Do you know if the dick big when you see the nigga?
Kind of, yeah. I only been wrong one time.
How you know?
Huh?
How you know?
It's just like a certain big dick niggas stand a certain way, cause like you just got too much dick to have your legs that close together. So it's like this gap y'all put there. Like fleet foot niggas usually got big dicks.
What the fuck is a fleet foot?
They walk with it like a duck. What's that called?
Slew footed. Yeah. I'm slew footed.
Is she? You yeah. is. Yeah, my sister, my father is too.
Yeah, I'm sleep footed like a motherfucker, but it's in the right foot.
Yeah, my sister and my father, they walk like that too. My sister and my father walk just alike.
We don't want to talk about family right now.
I know, I was just saying, like that's what sleep foot is. If you ever seen Kimada walk.
Okay, I know I'm sleep footed.
But yeah, that it's like a certain way you stand, and then like a certain attitude that a nigga just give off, and you be like, yeah. You probably dicking that nigga to the cross. Me and my homegirls just was having this conversation in the group chat the other day because I feel like Party be knocking Meg Bonnet off the side of the bed. I don't know what it is about him because he just seemed like the type of nigga you just wouldn't pay no mind. Hey, and them niggas you don't pay no mind, they be the ones. Look at Zante. You don't pay Zante no mind.
Nothing at all.
Dicking bitches to the cross. Look at him. Took me 2, 3, 4 years. Fight bitches off.
Hey. It's a tournament, remember?
Bitch, you was in the room. Yo, it was wild in the beginning. We both had a situation.
Oh shit, man. We're not getting into that.
Of course not. But yeah, I do. I feel like Party be digging Meg to the cross. Period. It's just something about him. Give me dick a bitch to the cross vibes. And I think all women know that. Like, when you see a nigga, you feel that big dick energy. I was told I had big dick energy. I don't have a big dick, though.
Hey, you do got a big dick.
My dick is little.
I'm sitting right here.
I have a big dick. You're right. Sorry. Right didn't mean to do that.
So all the, and they be wondering where all this energy came from. They be wondering where this shit come from. Maybe I'm in the shadows.
Cry. Not the shadows. I be sliding through with the big dick energy. That's because I'm really the shit, though.
You said that's because you what?
Really the shit. Mm-hmm.
All right, so.
And I meant that in the most confident way.
Myth or not myth? A female knows she gonna give you some pussy the moment she see you.
Yeah, that's true. That's true most of the time, unless a female, if it's one of them situations where, cause here and there you get them, you ain't expect that niggas. So y'all probably was cool, and then it developed into some shit where you want to give them some pussy. But for the most part, off the get-go, bitches, no, I'ma fuck you.
But that was me. That's me.
What?
I'm always the development nigga.
No, you be fucking bitches the first night. Fuck, they developed over the weekend. Bitches was in there wet as shit like, oh, I like this nigga as soon as the morning started playing. This is my type of nigga right here, boy. No. Type of development you had. No. This nigga be
that's only some. That's not the bulk. No, it's not. It's not the bulk. Like, the bulk, I was the development nigga. At least, all right, let me play most this. I was the development niggas for the ones I liked.
That's actually probably good, though.
Like, I had to.
Usually, people you like off the get-go don't be shit.
I'm shit.
I liked you off the get-go. First of all, you was not shit at first.
First of all, we were six.
Let's get there. I don't care. Y'all want the...
You fucking dare. Dirty.
Yo, he keep on saying we were six. First of all, I was six. Zante was like 10. I knew Zante for forever, you guys.
Hell yeah.
I was trying. When I got older, I was trying to give him some coochie, though. Then he went and had a whole fucking baby and shit. So then I was like, yeah, I'm gonna have to go lose the virginity first. This nigga got a baby.
You had to go. You could have gave it to me.
No, I couldn't. You ain't even want to come see me.
I was
scared, bastard.
First of all, I wasn't scared.
He was scared of this little coochie. I was out there. He knew this was going to happen. You see how I came and set this man down? He ain't want to be set down at 17. Listen,
the good Lord worked in your favor.
No, the good Lord worked in yours. He ain't want to sit you down.
I didn't give a fuck.
He ain't want to sit. Yeah, you came right into me. Meet your match. You know I was.
I don't know what you was because I wasn't around. I know what you is now.
No, and you know what I was then, the first day. So you know what I would have been back then as well, because the first day, you were hooked.
We off topic, man.
No, we ain't off topic. Which story time. So me and Zante knew each other for forever. I met him when I was young. Bit by bit, all that. And fast forward, we always used to talk chit-chat off and on and shit. So one day we was talking, I was freshly single, he was freshly single. And he had slid in my DMs, we was talking and stuff. And so I had told him to come over my house. So he came over my house. First night, I already knew I was giving up the coochie. He had got there too quick for me. So I had to get in the shower while he was there because I had just got off of work. And so that was the telltale sign. He knew once I got in the shower, like, yeah, this bitch about to give me some.
I would have took the dirty pussy. This just for the record.
It wasn't dirty. It was just, you know.
Off of work pussy, whatever you want to call it. It was off the work coochie, hey, yeah. I would have took it, yeah.
So he,
I ate that motherfucker too.
Crying. So we chilling, you know, vibing and stuff. And we fuck, of course. Ain't no shame in my game. And so the next day we had fucked again in the morning.
I knocked that pussy out the park.
Boy. Y'all gave Zante the head of his life. This nigga went home and told his best friend that he loved me.
You understand this? I damn sure did, though. I was like, yeah, I think she the one, cuz. You're like, nigga, you just want to say that. I said, nah, I've been waiting for this one, cuz.
Listen.
That shit was a little surreal, bro. I think this might be it for me. You like, nigga, you always fall in love with bitches.
Because he is. Imagine.
I am. I like to fall in love. It's fun.
Imagine that. He really was, like, hooked the first night. That's because I'm nasty, nasty little kid.
This is not an attraction story.
Street gators. You was attracted to the way I...
No,
yeah,
this is not
that. Yeah, to me, this is I licked that nut off that man's fingers. He didn't know what was going on.
Listen, this is just a nasty ass story. I feel like this Parker is just leading up to her trying to get some dick. I don't think he on this bitch trying to do anything else
but
get some dick.
First of all, I just told a story. talking about sexual attraction and how you was attracted to
me. These are all of her. I'm trying to get some dick tonight stories. I'm telling you, because she's trying to remind me of the first time she sucked a nigga dick loose.
I don't got to. I just sucked the skin. What did you tell me? I sucked the skin out your dick on the regular.
Don't remind me the first time. Like, mm-hmm. Why you trying to remind me the first time right now?
I wasn't. I was just telling the story.
You want some throwback dick?
I was just telling the story about how.
You want me to hit it like I hit it on the first night?
I was just telling the story about how you were in love with me after the first night. Put some respect on my
girl. Nah, you got it. But that's not an attraction story.
Mm-hmm.
That was not. That's not attraction. That's we whole fucked here. What are you talking?
Because we had an attraction.
But no. I was attracted to you since forever though. I was on that ass for a long time.
I was on your ass. You wouldn't come see me out Westport, or nowhere.
That's because I wasn't out there.
Yeah, it's okay.
Like, how old are we talking?
After Candy had Louis Zante.
16, 17. I was running around. I don't know why I didn't come out there. I was out there. I used to come out there. I used to be out there. Well, not be out there. But
I should have told you to come over my father's house. You'd have came up there. I'd have changed your life.
Can we get to a subject?
Go ahead. Please. That's you.
I've been trying.
You the leader. I'm sorry.
Every time I'm trying, you just want to get on your shit. You feel me?
I'm quiet.
All right. Nah, cause I'm trying to figure out. I'm trying to figure out from y'all point of view on some attraction shit. You feel me? Like I'm trying to see what attracts you to me, basically, without saying it.
A lot of stuff. You're fucking.
My fucking, yeah.
Yeah, that, sorry.
Yeah.
I like being protected. That turns me on, knowing that, yeah, ain't nobody about to play with her. You are a great, 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 great fucking father.
I hate that one.
Why?
Don't like me because I'm a good father.
Why?
It's trash.
Not trash.
I mean, it's trash.
It's not
to me. It's trash.
That's what I'm saying. You can't. Well, you're stupid. It's not trash. It's like a good fucking reason.
Like you find like I don't like to be. I was raised on you don't get rewarded for shit you're supposed to do.
Granted, so. But whatever. It's still a thing that attracts women. Nigga, you wanted me to see how it was gonna be with your kids. It's the same thing.
Yeah, because you...
Right. You wanted to see how I was going to be, whether I was going to be a good mother or not.
I wanted to see...
How I was going to be with your kids.
I just wanted to see if you liked them. That's it. If you liked them. I wasn't worried about talking money.
But if I'm not good, with my kids, then I...
If you liked them. That's no. It. You like them. Mm-mm. You liked them. You was like... But all right, cool, we in there.
I ain't like they asses. It's like, they're my babies. I'd kill anybody right now behind them.
Shit, you was on me since day one. I was like, all right, bet. I can work with that.
That's shit. My girl. All
right, come on, what else?
Shit. I forgot what we was talking about. But yeah. No,
we're talking about me right now. I want to know what attracts you to me.
You cool, you fucking smart as shit. We in all the same stuff. Music, you get all sexy. You got some good dick. We can talk and argue and scream and act like ain't nothing happened. Like, we get people concerned and then we be laughing. I like doing that.
It's because you're an asshole.
I know. I hate to admit that. But I know. I don't know, I always said like your body type and shit. I love arms. I get to be all wrapped up and stuff. I'm small compared to you, so that's always cute. Don't take our soft ass lips. That's my man's 100 grand.
And so all of those things made it sexual to you? Or that was just like the physical?
Yeah, it made it sexual. Made me want to give you some coochie. I was like, yeah, I want this
nigga. I was skinny as shit when we fucked.
Not my bonnet. I know, right, which is weird, but my baby, oh.
We ain't talking about nobody else.
I didn't mean to say that anyway. But my last peoples was extra skinny. So you are a different size compared to me. You was right. Tall, thick, slightly.
Now, hit now, right, now I'm thicker. Now we can get into this one, right? Mm-hmm. Do you think there is a difference between sexual attraction and romantic attraction? Like, can you romanticize about somebody but not be sexually attracted to them?
Yeah,
like,
I think so.
Can you be sexually attracted to somebody that you really don't want to romanticize about?
Yeah.
Yeah, like how?
I definitely think so. I think that, and I'm actually glad that you asked that for real. I think that people be sexually attracted to people a lot and don't be liking the motherfucker. Like, people be fucking with people and then they get into it and they don't really like them, but they like the sex. That's why you get all that trying to change a motherfucker and shit. Because you don't like the nigga anyway. You just sexually attracted to him. Mm-hmm. I think that's where people get doing that.
But all right, so.
Like, you bitches start fucking with the gaming ass nigga that was sitting around playing the game and shit all day. And they didn't, you know, care. Or they ain't see nothing wrong with it, right? But then they start fucking with the nigga. And when they see how it really is and all that stuff.
And that was the
and
issue.
Then, right, because they don't really like that, but they like the nigga's sex. And so now you want this nigga to be the relationship nigga you want. And that ain't really the case. You just like him sexually. I think a lot of women get into that where they don't really be, because I be hearing shit like, do you like this man? Like, when you sit back and think about it, like, I be hearing people get in relationships and their relationships be sounding boring because it sound like that they don't really like the person, but they so caught up in the sex. And I'm going to be honest, and I'm one of these people, so I'm going to keep it real, I'm one, but it worked out in my favor. I think people be having sex with people that they want to be with a little bit too early. Listen, hear me out, because y'all know I'm a test driving ass bitch. I advocate for the test drive. You don't buy a car without test driving, don't you keep a nigga without test driving. I stand on that strongly. Because I don't want you all falling in love with a nigga and shit, and then you get there and it's some phony ass dick. I would feel so bad for you. But I do believe that people hop into sex before they really get to feel a motherfucker out sometimes, and you caught all up in the sex and you don't really like the nigga. Now you mad at the nigga screaming his head off because you want him to be a person that he ain't because you attracted sexually. I think that happens a lot, actually. Because when you be hearing about the shit bitches be nagging about, it's kind of like, that's that nigga personality, though.
Do you got a story? Because I definitely got one of these. But do you have a story like this?
Not really, because if I don't be liking people, I can't really fuck with people I don't like.
Oh, so you're an attachment girl.
Yeah.
So, like, you got to be attached to a person.
Yeah, I only really fuck with, like, one person that after I started fucking with them, I didn't like them. Okay. Like, they was cool at first, but the more I got them, it was one of them, the more I got to know them.
All right, so how do you stop? Let's say you fucking with somebody, right? And you fucking with them because you want to fuck with them, you like them, or you attracted to them sexually. Like, you want to jump their bones, you feel me? If you're the type of person that gotta be with somebody that you like, what's the process? Like, what's the process of saying, yo, I want to fuck him? Like, you look at a nigga, you're like, yo, I want to fuck him. Boom. So that's established that you want to give him some pussy. You know that.
You can't, right. So if I see you and I know, perfect. All right, boom. So I'm going to use you as an example. Before you came over, I already knew I wanted to fuck you, right? Mm-hmm. But you could have very much came over and turned me off. I've had it happen. I've been fucking with niggas and been cool with them, like them and all that shit. And then when we get around each other on something about the fuck shit, it kind of like turned me off before we got there. Or I got to sit around you and be around you in person. Like, say we just was chilling previously, like just talking, you know, seeing each other in different settings. But then when I got you into like a more comfortable setting, I get around you or something, sometimes people personalities be a little different and it could very much turn me off from you as well. So just because I fuck with you in the beginning don't mean I'm going. Yeah, I'm going to still hold on to it. I'm very much. But I am one of them people that it matters because I am one of those people where, like, yeah, if you turn me off, like, I start not fucking with you outside, I'm not going to want to fuck you. I'm going to be turned off from fucking you a little bit. So, but that's just me.
All right. So, because I want to let you get all your shit out, right? So, you fucking with a nigga. You want to give him some pussy. You're around him. What can he do to turn you off? I'm helping my niggas out here because you hearing it from my girl, but take her shit for word. Like, it might not be the exact same thing, but it's close to what that other girl might get turned off by. I mean, they all different, but they all the same at the same time.
Being a clown. But it, I mean.
Oh, no, not that one. Some bitches love clowns. I see it all the time.
I don't like all that extra. I don't like clown-ass niggas. And by clown-ass niggas, I don't mean like the funny, like DC Young Fly, like nothing like personality-wise. I mean like get around you. I got all this money, corny-ass. Because I probably had more money than you had ever seen in my life. Like money is not a threatening thing. You can very much blow me with the money shit easily.
Don't take that with me. Even bitches love money too.
Yeah, no, bitches don't like when you are the flashy as we going. It's we more inclined to believe.
I thought that's what bitches went for though.
No, they more inclined to believe you broke when you flashy. It's supposed to be a subtle thing. When you flashy like that, more likely that's all you got. That's why you all showing it all. Hitting hot. People with money for the most part, you know, if that money just show for itself, a motherfucker ain't got to be doing too much. You feel me? And I'm not saying nobody got to humble themselves. I'm not one of them people that believe people got to humble yourself. If you got some shit, do your motherfucking thing. But I see women all the time with money, and money speak for itself. I see niggas with money. Money kind of speak for itself off a person. Like, you don't have to do too much. So I'm not a humble you ass bitch. No, flaunt your shit. You got your car right around it. You feel me? Like, you want to take pictures on your vacations? Do that shit. Like, I'm never a humble you ass bitch. No, do your thing. You work for it. You earned it. But it is a way. And I think that flashy ass, that old bro, remember that time I had 10K for nothing?
Oh, yeah.
Ass niggas those like, no, nah, yo, I hate that shit, yo. Yeah. Like, that shit turns me off so bad. Like, don't do none of that. Or them corny ass, yo, remember we was down there doing this ass shit, all shooting niggas and all that.
You ever seen the niggas that throw your homeboys under the bus and shit?
Yes, yo. Oh, my God, I hate them too. Yeah, I hate that too.
I hate you, nigga. Like, bro, don't try to sidestep me too impressive. I'm going to let you hit a bitch anyway. You feel me? Because I'm always playing the back. You feel me? I'm always playing the back. And if I swoop in, I'm not saying I tend to get it, but I just like, yo, first dibs, yo, you want to go get it, bro. Right. But I hate the niggas that be, though, the niggas that try to give you the, like, if you, like, say you with your mans, because I had this shit happen to me before. I'm with my mans and shit, right? And he's trying to stunt for a bitch to give me money. Like, he giving me money. Like,
right.
Like, nigga, I'm good. Like, I got money. You feel me? Now, it was a time, like, when I was younger, my man, he used to look out for me when I was, you know, on the come up. But, like, this wasn't that time.
Right.
This was, like, I'm grown. I got my own money, nigga. I'm in this bitch with my money to spend on the strippers and my own drink. You feel me? What the fuck you passing me this shit for in front of bitches for? Like,
yeah, I hate niggas like that trying. Like, right. Like, what you doing, yo?
Bro, like throw your shit. I'm going to throw my shit. Like, and then why you trying to impress strippers in a strip club? That shit's stupid.
Yeah, I don't like stuff like that. I also don't, like you said, all that throwing under the bus stuff. I don't like that. And I definitely think it's a big difference between pursuing a person and being thirsty. And so I hate to get around a nigga and you not letting it flow. Like, yeah, I guess, is it considered game? Like, I don't know, but, like, I hate a nigga that ain't got no slickness or something. I guess that's what it would be called. I don't know. Like, don't be fucking
Yeah, nigga, play your own game. Like, yeah, do your like, own shit. Be back, yourself, relax, man.
Do your
man.
Thing. The pussy is going smoothly. Like, it's going to be a smooth situation. You ain't got to do all that. I hate that shit. Like, I don't like stuff like that. That shit could turn me off.
If she want to give you that shit, she going to give you that shit, nigga. Like, that's that's one thing I had to learn. Like, I used to be pressed. Like, but
I ain't going to lie. A lot of niggas go through that phase when they young, too.
You going to give me some pussy. You gonna get, like, I had to realize, like, yo, if you wanted to give me some pussy, you would have gave me some pussy.
Right. That's why we the chill. We make a vibe. And then if it go there, it's going to go there smoothly. Like, the vibe going to take us there. If you don't understand, like, vibes and chemistry and shit, you can't fuck with me. Cause anybody, if you're in a room with me, I'ma show, this is just me. I'ma show my, like, I started the sex with man's auntie the first night. I started that shit. So that's why I say, like, and not everybody is gonna do that, but it's gonna be an open plan. Like, they gonna be more open to certain shit when you make advances and stuff like that. If the bitch in there all closed in and she ain't really trying to do nothing tonight, you might not be getting a coochie. Simmer down. Let that bitch get comfortable. You feel me? But yeah, if
time
you
trying to go home again.
Right. But if you doing little shit to y'all plan, you making little small advances and she eating it, then you keep on, you know, you keep on going for real.
No,
like,
but that's where, but I ain't gonna lie, that's why that's my weakness when it comes to this shit. That's always been my weakness. It's like the putting the moves on. Like, I don't got no fucking moves.
I mean, you, it's a
like, you wanna know the best move that worked for me? Like, when I had to put a move on somebody,
what
I got it was is the naked man. The naked man works. 2 out of 3 times, kid. Hold on, didn't we do an experiment too? Where it was like 3 of us.
Who?
The naked man experiment.
Y'all did it?
Yeah, it was me, you. It was like 2 other people that was in our group with us. It was a nigga and then it was a female.
I think you're right. I think I vaguely remember this.
Yeah. And I think everybody got some except the other nigga.
Who?
I can't remember.
Oh yeah, don't say him anyway.
Yeah, I don't remember the nigga anyway. So
thanks.
I remember the female that did it.
But I think it's not even necessarily having moves, but just like let shit flow naturally. If you got to make these pieces fit, they don't fit. Cause chill out.
All right. So what about gold diggers?
What about them?
Because, all right, let me tell you my story, right? So, one day, I go out to the strip club. I'm in the strip club. I got, like, 3 of my mans, and they all little niggas from where I'm from. They little Kenny homeboys. Damn, I said my man's name. It's cool.
Chill, but go ahead.
But, yeah, they his homeboys. So, we in the strip club, and, you know, I'm big broing, so I'm giving them money to spend. You feel me?
Yeah, I heard that you do. You the introduction to the strip club guy.
Yeah, so I'm giving them the money to spend. And the stripper, like, she dancing, she see this. Like, she see this on the stage, she see this everywhere. Like, she see me giving them money. And that wasn't my intent. I was trying to be slick with it, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
But I think it was just the way they was acting. And then them niggas pocket their money.
Oh, yeah, of course. Because they was young.
So, right. So I'm the only nigga. I mean, they wasn't that young, but I'm the only nigga really throwing money in there because that's what the fuck I can. That's what I go to the strip club for. That's what the fuck I came to do. Whatever's in my pocket, I'm let it go. And if it's a good night, I might go to the ATM.
Right.
You feel me? But all I got is $200.
$200.
That's it. And so she see this and she like, she kind of me. She like, hold up. I'm about to get off. I'm coming with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking, like, I couldn't really see it because it was dark and I don't really look at strippers anyway, unless they bouncing their ass on stage.
Mm-hmm.
So, excuse me. So I'm there, and she throwing. I mean, not throwing, but she like, yo, I'm gonna come with you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just sat there for a second, and then I was just like, nah. So I got up and bounced, right? What was the attraction there if it wasn't the money? It was the money. So, is like, what's the attraction for a gold digger?
Money. Usually money and a nigga that can dress.
Just because you can dress don't mean you got money.
I didn't say that was the case.
I know.
You
I'm just
said
saying.
Would it usually gold diggers go after niggas with money and that can dress? Because if you got money, they are of a certain caliber of woman. But with, no matter what type of person.
My question is, would you call it attraction?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I would just call it gold digging.
No, yeah. Gold digging is that's a person that's attracted to niggas with money. It's a gold digger. The attraction there is the money. The lifestyle that they get from the person. The lifestyle is what attracts them there. So, yeah, that's their attraction. It's a lot of bitches that are fuck with the ugliest. You see some of these badass bitches with these ugly ass fucking rich ass niggas because they there clown ass, all that. Because they there for the money. They there for the lifestyle.
But you can't say that because what if she really liked the nigga?
Some of them do like the nigga. But the thing that initially probably attracted them there was money if they a gold digger. If you're a gold digger, your first initial attraction is money. You getting cool with the nigga is probably going to be second. Your main characteristic that you're looking for is what you can get, like your lifestyle. The lifestyle that's presented.
So you don't see that shit as a necessity, like money as a necessity?
Excuse me. Money can be a necessity, but it can also be an attraction for people. People are attracted to money. And it's very much people that their type is rich.
Okay. I just thought gold digging was gold digging.
Yeah, but at the core,
in my mind, I separate gold digging from attraction, being attracted to somebody.
That's
separated
not,
in my mind. Mm-mm. Maybe I'm wrong for that, but I just do. It's like different for me. It's like if you're talking about things that's like attraction, like what's attractive to a person, I wouldn't say money.
Mm-hmm.
Like mm-hmm. money shouldn't make you. I mean, even though like money do, it makes you attractive to a gold digger, I guess now. But I always separated in my mind like that's not a real attraction.
Mm-hmm. That's very much what brings you in that lifestyle. That's what you're attracted to. It is very much people that will be with you for 20 years and leave because you lose everything. It happens. It is very much people that do that. And it's very much people that, if they start fucking with you, it's people that can like you, but they won't fuck with you because you ain't got the money or the lifestyle that they looking for.
I've been there.
So that's why I'm like, yo, people really, that's their attraction, that's that money, like that lifestyle, their cars and all that shit that come with money, having money and all that stuff. That's what they want. That's a requirement. For them people, that's what they attracted to. That's what they need firsthand. So, I don't know. I personally don't knock anybody's, like, what you're attracted to is what you're attracted to. Because there's some niggas that they don't care. You feel me? They cool with it. Or it's niggas that like the spoil, so they go after them materialistic, you know, type of women and shit.
So listen to this, right? So, physical attraction is sexual attraction.
Is physical attraction sexual attraction?
Yeah.
Not always.
Okay.
Right, so I think you could think somebody looks good physically and don't want to fuck them, though.
But I think the act of sex being physical makes it a physical attraction.
Is it?
Yeah, because it's not like it's another tie mm-hmm. there.
Yeah, but I know that's weird. And I know that's, yeah, but still. And I know that is a weird one because you would think so. But physically, if you look at somebody, you think they look good, don't mean, all right, boom. If somebody.
Hold on. If I look at somebody and they look good, I want to fuck.
Not always. No, you don't. And I can tell you how I know that not to be true. Okay. We know somebody look good as fuck. We would never fuck them. You know exactly what I'm talking about when I say this. Because of somebody, we know they fuck. Point blank print, we instantly was turned off. Ew, poo, no. instantly. Yeah, but
the initial attraction was physical, was sexual though.
And I'ma still think you physically attractive after, even though I don't want to be sexual.
You got a fat ass, but I can't touch that, ma.
But you still physically attracted to the person. You don't want to fuck them. You don't want to fuck them. You're not sexually attractive.
Sometimes who you fucking turn me all the way off. Like I don't.
Yeah, wanna, I don't be. And I'm certain. Just a certain. And not even just that. It's some stuff that you just look good, but the way you act is just ill. I would never touch you, and just shit like that. Like, it's a lot of stuff. Like, I can think you look good as a motherfucker and still not want to fuck you.
I think with me, it's like, when it's like that, like, if I get turned off like that, it's like, I don't even think you look good no more. Like, oh, that's just, like, I'm not even looking at you in that light no more. Like, and I'm different. And I don't know if all niggas see it this way. That's just me, though. Like, I'm just not looking at you like that no more. Like, you can be my little sister or something. Like,
I don't know. You still look good. I wouldn't touch you and shit. You still look the same good. That whole time I thought that girl fucked Cho. She still look good. I just, hell no.
I don't even know who you're talking about no more, so.
It's okay.
I know. It's fine. But, all right, so what about, we spend a lot of time talking about physical or sexual, whatever you want to call it. What about romantic? Romantic would probably be more like emotional attraction.
I think so.
Can you be attracted to somebody emotionally?
Yeah. The reason why I say that is because we know somebody who was very, very emotionally attracted to somebody who she just couldn't get with, like physically and sexually. She just couldn't get with how they look. She just wasn't sexually and physically attracted. She did not want to fuck him, but she really liked Cho.
So that's the friend zone nigga.
Yeah.
Is that the friend zone nigga? Because if you friend zone him, I don't think that's a real attraction.
They was dating.
I don't. Let's stop telling me the people. I don't know who these niggas is.
Fuck. And I can't
especially without names.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, and
who
I'm
they
not gonna
is,
say
so,
no names.
Yeah.
But we know somebody that was dating a lot, had spending birthdays and doing stuff for that person, but they just wasn't physically and sexually attracted to them. But they really liked them, and they used to always say like, "I just wish I could get past what." Like, I just can't get the sexual. I can't get the urge to want to fuck him.
Did they give him some pussy?
No.
Oh. Damn. So, y'all was doing all that and ain't getting no pussy?
All that. Remember we was at the playground talking about this?
I don't remember.
Fuck.
Stop doing that. I don't remember.
Sometimes you be remembering. But, all right, whatever.
I'm asking questions because I just want to know.
Yeah, she wasn't.
Okay, well. But the attraction to him was she gold digging?
No, it wasn't that she liked. It was how he treated her. She liked how he treated her as a person. Oh. Yeah, that's why. She just couldn't get. And the crazy thing about it was, I don't even.
She couldn't tell that man to hit the gym or nothing.
Remember if he had a big old little dick, if she ever seen it. But I know she just couldn't get with him, like, physically and sexually. But she really loved, like, him as a person.
Hit the gym.
It was cool.
Why she didn't work with him? Tell him hit the gym. Do some things to make him better.
I don't know.
I'm just saying, it's out there.
And then some people, you can't tell them nothing either.
Yeah, I feel you. I feel you.
Which I will say, because his sign.
That sign shit bullshit.
No, you be proving it right.
I'll be proving it right. All right, because don't get beat up in here right now. don't be throwing me under
well,
the bus.
My head is on go.
Me,
you know, all I gotta do is say the
don't
word.
Don't be putting me on a hot table. I will knock all y'all out.
You a lie.
Every last one of
you.
You
said this yesterday, and I straight got you and let my little niggas.
I let y'all win. I let y'all win, man. If I wanted to beat on y'all, I would just beat on y'all.
Whatever.
So, you know, I ain't playing with y'all. Y'all niggas hit too hard.
Period. But so I think that.
All right, now what about you? Like we get her situation. That's a nice little story. What you think? Like, do you have a story for yourself? that you can like kind of relate to.
We always like romantically attracted to somebody, but
yeah,
not physically.
Yeah. All right, so let me say it like this, because like for me, I've had situations both. I've had situations like all of my shit turn romantic because I'm just that type of nigga. Like, fuck me twice, we go together type shit, even though we don't go together, but I got some feelings for you. So, I was that nigga. So, either I was sexually attracted to you, and then was emotionally attracted to you after I got to know you or spent time with you, or I was spending time with you and emotionally attracted to you, and then I got sexually attracted to you. Now, for me, it's more than likely the former. No, the latter. Like, I'm usually always attracted to the emotional side of a person first before I'm attracted physically. Like, especially now. Like, I was always that way then, but like now it's like 10 times worse. Like, looking at pictures don't do nothing for me most of the time. You feel me? Like, you gotta be bad, bad, or somebody that I'm just interested in. You feel me? Like, you gotta be somebody interesting to me for me to even look at your pictures and go, oh wow, oh my god, unless it's just a badass picture. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Like, you, like, some shit is just undeniable, but most of the shit that pop up on my timeline, I can deny all that shit. And so it's like, it gotta be like, I know you or something like that. Like, you got like a long time Facebook friend or some shit like that. You feel me? And you post a bad picture. That shit mean more to me than seeing any bitch in her in a fucking on a beach in a thong or whatever. Cause fuck them bitches. I don't fucking care. You feel me? And so that's just a simple how it's like in my social life, because that's how I operate. Period. Like, it's always you. And like the only exception.
Don't say no names.
No, it was you.
Oh, you was physically attracted to me?
Yeah, like, I wanted to jump your bones since like day one, and then that night, you feel me? And then the other attachment came later. Mm-hmm. Like, it came later on down. Like, once I got to, you know, talk to you, and because mind you, we was talking for a long time, so I already knew you.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's probably why I was a little different, because I felt like I already knew you for real. But I knew you, but I ain't know you. You feel me? I
told you that.
Yeah. Like, I knew you, but I didn't know you. But, like, I just wanted, like, I wanted to hit. Like, that was a dream come true for me.
That mean he don't like me no more.
I do like you. But that was a dream come true for me then. You feel me? But that was one of the things where it was different. And it's like, I've had that type of interaction before, but those bitches are rare. Like, where it was like, I don't really know you. So I'm like the opposite. Like, I go for who the person is, the romantic attraction before the physical attraction.
Mm-mm. I think that's me. I gotta like you, because I am easily turned off. To know me is to know I am very easily agitated, easily attitude-y, easily turned off. And I don't fake, like, attraction and shit. So I gotta like you, because if I don't like you, I can instantly be turned off. Easily. So I'm one of them people where it's more so like, do I like you? Do I like what you got going on here? Like, I don't know. I got to see how you is as a person. And then that can turn me on to my next, like, step me up to my next level type of thing. But I definitely would have to like you. And the crazy thing is, I'm going to be honest. I'm extremely like this with women. And I noticed that, because when girls be trying to talk to me, I be looking at them like, I don't really like you. So I know I wouldn't wanna fuck even if they look good. You feel me? Like, you can look good and all that shit. You could be my type, because everybody know I kind of got a type. But if you are a certain way, I won't even want to fuck you because I don't like you. Like, I don't want to sit in here. And I'm shy, so I'm going to have to break my ice first. And if I don't like you, what the fuck?
Right.
Like, that's no, I'm not about to just jump down the street just start eating a pussy like fuck I look like.
One thing you said is one thing my mother made me realize about myself a while back. She was like, yo, you don't have a type. Like, she said, look at your baby mothers, look at your girlfriends. They're all different. Like, you don't have a type. And I looked at it, and then I looked at some other people that I frequent, and I realized it, like, all of them is different. Like, it's in every way. Like, the ones that I know and was dealing with, like, on a regular,
mm-hmm.
all of them completely different from each other, except for maybe some habits, like drinking or smoking.
That might be a good thing, though. I think I'm like that, too. I honestly can say that a lot of, as opposed to having certain attributes in common, the niggas that I dated was kind of all different. Like, just sitting there thinking about it, like, yeah, the niggas that I dated was kind of all different. Certain attributes, like, I'm big on people being into music. I can't fuck with nobody, male or female, that's not into music, because I really like music and I'm going to talk about it. So, it's like certain stuff, I like funny people. So, across the board, almost everybody I fuck with was funny. You feel me? And I like people that's protective. So every nigga I fuck with except one each can fight that I know of.
I can't fight.
Yo, Zante is a lie. One time.
No, listen, I don't fight.
We had.
Excuse me, don't tell any of my criminal stories on this podcast. I appreciate that, please.
It's no criminal story.
It is a criminal story. Thank you. Anytime you physically assault somebody, it's a criminal story.
We didn't.
No.
So he was at.
No. No. I said no.
I don't care.
What did I say?
I like how you said that.
Listen, I don't care if you like it or not. Just don't say shit.
Because it wasn't a criminal story.
What? All right, whisper it real quick. Let me see. Which one you talking about?
Your uncle.
No. That's criminal. What are you talking about? That is fucking criminal, Kim. You fucking wildin'.
It was a family dispute.
Nigga, that is criminal. I said no, nothing criminal. I said, I specifically said anything that is a physical altercation is criminal. And we are not discussing any of my criminal past on this podcast.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, because we damn sure ain't discussing mine. I don't want to talk about, don't ask me about my criminal history and don't Google my motherfucking name.
No, said don't Google my name.
Period. Mind your fucking business. I like when y'all think that I'm a sweet, innocent person. I don't need nobody searching.
Don't be all.
Searching my, you know, shit. But I am attracted to funny people, protectors. Like, I'm one of them people. I'm a, I ain't gonna lie, and this probably sound weird, but you know how they say you either fuck with the opposite or a like of, like, your father? I'm a true definition of person that fuck with people like my father and my brother. All the niggas that I fuck with got a lot of shit in common with my father and my brother did. I'm not gonna lie. My, they all funny. They all protectors. They don't play about us. Like, my brother is made. He older, my brother, he the oldest. He's way older than me. He 15 years older than me. He got his whole life together.
We don't need to know his whole life.
Boy, fuck you. But
we don't.
We wanna talk about my brother on this bitch.
No.
And he will come running at this moment and drop everything, throw his whole life away behind me. And that's the type of people I like, because I would do the same. So I'm a big one, protectors. And being a protective ass person makes me sexually attracted to you. I like to feel
like all my guns.
I like to feel like that extra layer of, because I can protect my motherfucking self.
It's like a calm, but nigga.
I like,
make
yeah,
you feel good.
It did.
It's safe.
It did.
That's what I'm here for.
I remember the first time I fought in front of
niggas to fuck out. Tell them play with me. On God, that's what I do, nigga. I like to fight, nigga.
No, you don't. You just said you don't like to fight.
I don't like to fight, but I like to fight, nigga. What you talking about?
I wish I had blue on here.
I don't like to fight, but I like to fight, nigga. You make sense of it, because I don't got to.
I think that, what do you think? So what is your top characteristics that attract you to a woman or me?
Eyes. Mm-hmm. Was always a big one for me. But like I said, it's more who you are than what you are.
So
like, long as you decent.
What is decent?
Decent. And, well, my standards changed because I got tired of seeing females with like no edges and with no edges and like whipping weave out and shit. Like that shit got so unattractive to me at one point. Like at one point I didn't mind it at all. And then like somewhere it just got super, super unattractive to me. So I go with females who got, you know, long hair. You, nigga. Go look in the mirror. Like, whatever I attracted to you.
Aww.
You got
so
like,
I'm Kermel with hair to my ass.
But not only that, like, it's all about how you keep yourself together to me. Like, it's all about, it's not about, like, if you have, like, if you bald headed and you wear wigs, I don't mind you wearing wigs. Like, I don't mind it. I mind how you do it. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what kind of wig you got? Like,
you don't want to, your shit up.
Yeah, here. I don't get no bum ass fucking wig. Like, just don't. Like, you gotta show me, because I'm attracted to you, for the person you are. So you gotta show me that you love yourself. And that's kind of like what I've learned. Because at first, you know, when I was a little horn dog, it didn't fucking matter. Like, I fuck anything. I was a little dog with the pink thing hanging out. You feel me?
Right.
I didn't care. I would fuck anything. But then after like 22, I started to fucking care. Like, I was just like, no, like, I'm not about to hit that. You feel me? Like, I've bluffed hella bitches. Like, a lot of females have gotten bluffed by me because I've watched how they moved. And I was just like, no.
Yeah, understand, I'm big on how you move, especially women. Well, not even especially women. I said especially women right now, because clearly I don't date men in this time and day right now.
Because y'all niggas would get fucked up.
But
I beat the shit out one
with
niggas.
Women.
Try me, nigga.
I am very much a person that I pay attention to how you are as a woman. What you're doing with yourself and all that shit. And I like, of course, girls that look good and keep that stuff together. And I'm, physically attracted to you, but I'm also attracted to you as a woman. Like, what kind of person are you fucking matters to me? And how you carry yourself as a woman fucking matters to me, because I don't wear a strap, I eat pussy. Period. Point blank, period. So, for me to want to, I can be cool with anybody. Do I want to put your pussy in my mouth?
That is the question.
So, I really pay attention to the type of woman you are. Like, do you deserve me to put your pussy in my mouth? So, you know.
Now, I just want to make this clear. What attraction is an individual sport.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not a team sport. It's not like everybody has to be attracted to the same thing. Everybody like the same thing.
Correct.
So when you listening to us, don't take my attractions away. Like, if you know that you're attracted to money, don't start trying to go like niggas for who they are on the inside. it's not going to work for you, because you know you like what you like, and you can't necessarily help what you like. You feel me? Like, whatever gets you going is what gets you going. Whatever motivates you is what gets you motivated. And it's like that with attraction, and it's like that like in business, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I have an employee, not all employees going to be motivated by a bonus. some is going to be motivated by doing a good job. Some is going to be motivated by other things, by like maybe piling up vacation time. Different things are going to motivate different people because we have different lives. And it's the same thing with attraction. So, like, I know for sure, like, everybody got different attractions. So just don't try to, like, make our standard yours.
And yeah.
Because that's a problem that I see with a lot of people right now. Like, whatever even the standard is.
Even on social media.
Is,
yeah, it's
whatever,
no.
That's what it is. And it's like, nah, yo, be
yeah,
yourself.
Yeah, it's no universal standard for how you move. And I do agree with that, and I do want people to understand that, like, yo, it is no universal standard to what you like. What you like is what you like. If everybody is doing this and that shit ain't for you, that shit ain't for you. If everybody's saying that, oh, ew, that's nasty, but you like that shit, you fucking like that shit. It don't fucking matter. Like what you like and move in that shit. If you stop looking at other people and what they got going on and give a fuck about the next motherfucking worry about the fuck, you like, you'll get more of what you like.
And that's on God.
Period. Jesus sandals. Big toe.
Yeah. I was about to ask something else, but I lost it. Oh. And we're gonna do this last one, and then we can pretty much wrap this one up. All right. And so the question is, do you think attraction can become too strong, and what are the consequences when
fuck that happens? Yeah, it's called fatal attraction. We've seen it
in the movie.
Yeah, but no, we've seen it in real life. Lorena Bobbitt,
he was cheating on his wife
and she cut his dick off.
But that wasn't a fatal attraction. He was cheating on his wife.
The fuck?
And like, she was doing something wrong, and she was just batshit crazy.
You are too strong. True.
That's not the same thing.
True. But we watch Dateline and shit. People be stalking people down there and killing them.
Oh yeah, fatal attraction.
Remember the a long time ago, the violin lady got killed by her fan. Fucking Selena got killed by her fucking president of her fan club and shit.
Yeah.
It was a violin, a famous French violinist years ago that got killed by a fan, a stalker, was sending all these letters and shit at first and showing up to all these shows and all that shit and taped and killed her. So, like, shit is...
Yo, did you hear the rain? It's storming down here. I don't know if y'all can hear that. The mic probably is going to pick that up.
It definitely picking up out of here.
It's picking up a little bit too hard. It was kind of cutting you off, so I don't... Yeah. I hope the mic should pick you up pretty good over top of it. So go ahead, finish saying what you were saying. I just wanted to let that be known that's what that sound is if they hear it.
Yeah, because it did just stop on. No, I'm just saying, like, I think that people start getting attracted to people when they do fucking crazy ass shit, i.e. all that you people that stalk people or be chasing people down or popping up on people or all that weird shit in the DMs. I think that's a too attractive.
When do it get weird? That's
if you okay. Weird DM situation with attraction. Clearly you're attracted to me if you in my DMs, right? Cool. But when you hit me up, I don't respond. Hit me up, I don't respond. Couple times, cool. When you keep doing that shit, now you have reached a level of you're weird. What do you have going on? Are you okay at home?
All right. So this is what I'm asking you. How many times to keep hitting you up? Do you go like, okay, this nigga's a fucking weirdo?
Probably for me, like 3. If you hit me 3 times and I ain't said a motherfucking thing, bitch, why are you still here saying
stuff? Like, ever never said anything ever, or if you just like not saying anything the last 2 times you said something?
Yeah, the last 2 times you said something, or ever for the most part. Usually, if I didn't say something to you ever, I'm not saying something to you ever. And if I said something to you, unless it was just some, oh, thank yous or whatever, get the fuck on.
Okay. I feel
People stalk people.
So that's the rule. 3 times and then get the fuck.
Yeah, maybe 2.
2?
Yeah, you say something twice, you shouldn't say something a 3rd time.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't be knowing this shit. I people be making rules in society. I don't be knowing none of this
shit. I don't think it's rules in society, but I think as a person, you shouldn't just don't hound people. You don't want to be the thirsty ass hounder. That's never the guy to be. So if you feel like you're at a, my bad, y'all. If you feel like you're at a point where you're hounding people, you need to come back from that point.
Yeah, nah, I don't, like, that's why, that's like one thing about me. Like, I don't talk to people who don't talk to me.
Yeah, because because what are we doing? This, like, isn't Twitter.
If I heart your shit like 2-3 times and you just like never, just not even a heart back or nothing, I'm just gonna fucking stop. If I can, you know, like, unless your picture fire.
Even liking the pictures in the DMs. Because
I don't pay. I don't, not the DMs,
but you know, the stories make it go to the DM and shit. So if you liking like people's stories and shit, I feel like that's just nothing. But if you're saying hey or what's up or damn, girl, you fine as a motherfucker. Bitch ain't saying nothing. Just shut the fuck up.
But what if I want you to know you fine?
I mean, do your thing. But I'm just saying how you look after a certain amount of time. Oh, yeah.
So just don't say it like 3 times. I can say you fine once and then heart the next. And if I don't get anything, just keep it moving. These are the rules, fellas. Listen, we are following the rules.
I'm not trying to make these rules.
Listen, we setting the rules in this bitch.
No, I'm just saying that if you you definitely shouldn't be doing all that.
Kia, I need you to understand your opinion matters to both men and women. So if you say something is a rule, it's a fucking rule.
That's why I'm not saying anything is a rule. I'm just saying,
listen,
like,
we're not doing that. You either gonna say it's a fucking rule or tell us how, you're gonna tell us how many times do we get weird out here in these streets.
Yeah, you should know it's people. Are you stalker? It's not about the level of stalker right now.
When do you become the weird nigga?
After a couple. You should know that. Talking to yourself is, you shouldn't want to keep saying something to somebody that ain't saying nothing back to you.
So the rule is 2 or 3. We gonna set it. 2 or 3. It's 3. We gonna go with 3. 3. That's the rule. If you say something to yourself 3 times, you're weird. Now, when does it become stalkerish?
Past that. You fucking weird at 3. I mean, what?
Oh, so it's not like level? Like,
no, once you start getting past weird, you're a fucking stalker. Point blank, period. If you're talking to yourself, you shouldn't, as niggas, I don't even know why we haven't. As men, what the fuck is wrong with y'all if you don't know that you shouldn't be talking to yourself? If you keep saying hey to a bitch and she not saying hey back, who raised y'all to think you should keep talking to that person? That's what I don't understand. I was raised not to ask and get invited nowhere. I wasn't fucking invited to. And I'm not about to keep talking to a motherfucker that ain't talking to me. Bitch, if I spoke to you and you ain't speak to me, I probably never speak to you again.
Facts.
I'm truly one of them people. At the couple times, bitch, you definitely should know not to be fucking saying shit.
If I say hi to you twice.
Because that's me. If I be in bitches' DMs, I slide, I'm out. Period.
Yeah.
And then bitches be getting mad because they be really flirting on posting shit. But bitch, when I flirt back, you ain't had shit to say. So no, go the fuck on. That's me though.
So that's the rule. after 2, you weird. After 3, you're stalking.
Yeah.
So
and don't fucking ever call nobody you don't know. So if you, the moment you call somebody on Facebook,
hey,
I don't know if you went. Hey, listen, hear me out. If you never previously sent a message, when you call a bitch on Facebook, you never know. You go straight to the weird port. You skip 200, you don't collect go. What is it? What they say on Monopoly? Don't collect 200. You skip go and you go straight there. Period. Go straight to jail. Straight to the weirdo box. If you call a motherfucker on Facebook,
what if
you don't
it's
know.
A butt dial?
If it's a butt dial, that's cool. You just say my bad. You feel me? Or whatever the case
but
may
then
be.
Then she gonna put you in a weird box though.
Not necessarily. People understand that you be clicking shit and shit is an accident. If you say my bad, yo, I ain't mean it, that's one thing. But if you trying to my bad, I ain't mean it, yo, into some coochie, then yeah, you gonna be looked at as weird. But if you really didn't mean it, you just really didn't mean it. But if you meant to call a bitch you don't know, just think about that. That's like, listen, calling somebody on Facebook whom you don't have permission to or whom number you do not have is the equivalent of looking a bitch up in a phone book and calling her house phone. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Man.
That's how crazy. You on that level of crazy. It's like going through the phone book, finding the bitch number, and calling it. That number was not provided to you. A link to that telephone line was not given access to you. Bitch, don't use it.
All right, now this I'm just fucking around here, right? But I really want to ask you this question, right? Out of all of the weirdo niggas, how many hits do you think they get?
Some. I mean, because people be fucking that light skinned boy.
Come on, we not saying no
names. I mean, I ain't said a name, but you know exactly what light skinned boy I'm talking about. I ain't had to say a shit.
Chill, that's my man.
So I don't give a fuck who man's dad that is. You, all y'all bitches that gave that man some pussy is weird. And my whole point is he getting pussy, so motherfuckers is responding to them DMs.
And that's why he be in other bitches. He ain't in my DMs. If it work. I know he ain't, cause I fucked that nigga up.
But yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like, cause some of you bitches, but it's people on that level. That's what I'm saying. So that's cool if you a type of bitch and that's the type of shit you like. You go on for that shit. But I'm not that type of bitch. Say the fuck out my DMs. I got one person in my DMs.
But how is men? So that's what I'm asking. Like, how is they supposed to know that? The 2 times, the rules.
Yeah, you hit them a couple times. Yeah, a bitch will respond if it's something to respond to. But if you fucking sitting there and you just talking to your motherfucking self, I'm pretty sure it ain't making her want to talk to you no more. She's getting more and more creeped out and weirded out by your ass. And I truly believe that. Yeah, I feel like I speak for all women when I say that.
Weirdo out this bitch, man.
Yeah.
Like, I really don't give
me
a fuck.
Me either. That's why I don't really like shooting my shot. I don't shoot my shot at niggas at all. And it's...
No, what you did, put yourself in the position period. To let them. And I shoot them niggas.
Oh, no. I don't do that now anyway because I got a nigga. But I'm saying, like, when I was in relationships, when I was not in relationships, I put myself in a position for you to shoot your shot. I don't shoot my shot. But with women trying to talk to females and, you know, like, I guess, I don't know. I'm still on the fence about that. I think it's working. Shit. Hopefully one of my bitches will slide in my DMs and say, yeah, bitch, it's working. You doing good. You're doing good. You're doing incredible, sweetheart.
All right. We got a little bit of time before we get out of here. Female attraction, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything different from how a female handle a female than how a male would handle a female? I'm just asking.
So for me personally, yes, because I'm much more dominant with females than I am with males. So males, I am pretty...
No, I'm talking about like attract being like when it comes to attraction.
No, you attract the people how you attracted the people. You might have different reasons why you're attracted to different genders, but because clearly they come with different things. But yeah, you're attracted to people how you're attracted to people. See me, all right, so I don't like, this why I tell people the weirdo shit. Because if I'm, as a woman, trying to talk to other women, don't make me feel like I'm chasing you down. Like, I'ma come and I'ma try my hand and I'ma fuck with you. If I fuck with you, I'ma hit you up. But if I feel like every time I talk to you, it's because I'm hitting you. If I feel like I gotta chase you, I'm not doing all that. And that's just me. And there's nothing wrong with it, but you just not about to have me feeling like I'm the thirsty nigga. That's just a dead missing. I'm not gonna be that pressed for you. But if I like you, and I tell you that, and I'm talking to you and shit, you either reciprocate the energy or you can get the fuck on.
And that's on God.
For real. Like, that's on Jesus, baby Jesus learning his shapes and colors.
All right, bet. So, we're gonna take this one out. It's been fun. It was actually a fun one.
Yeah, I like this. This was a cool little
I like this
one. Discussion.
Yeah. We're gonna see what it did. but... Yeah, you want to take us out?
No.
Why not?
Because you bring us in.
So what?
Take us home. Take us home. Take us home, coach.
Why I gotta take us home? I'm not the bus driver.
You are today.
All right, man. All right, y'all. Well, thank y'all for listening to the podcast. I hope y'all come back next week. We will be here next Wednesday. It will be uploaded to almost all platforms. If you want to listen on Tidal or know somebody that got Tidal, tell them we working. We still working on trying to get the call-in button working over here. I've been working. I got everything I need now. I just got to figure out how to get the sound to come into the program. I had to stop it a little earlier today, so we're gonna figure that out. Next week we going live. Somewhere between 9:30 and 11 o'clock at night. And then
podcast will be posted
on Wednesday. And share the podcast. There is a support button on the Anchor link if you want to support us.
Yeah. Follow our IG, Zonia Freakos.
Tell a friend to tell a friend. Yeah, we're trying to get to 100 by the end of this week, man. So tell a friend to tell a friend that it's some freak balls over here.
You know.
Everybody like a good freak.
Facts. And let's not all forget that the official website will be dropping October the 21st.
Yeah, so come get y'all dick.
So come get y'all all your sex toy needs from us.
Is we molding my dick and selling it to the world? I just want to know. It's up to you, because I mean, it's your dick. Like, you can get plastic copies out if you want. But
so annoying.
They ain't got the stroke, so I don't know. They ain't got all the sauce. You feel me? It's still, I'm just saying. I put my dick in some clay.
All right, I'm going to keep that in mind. But no, seriously, October the 21st, Zonia Freakos website will be officially launching, which will, of course, feature Kinky Candles. So, we coming, y'all. We coming.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we going to get some fucking music one of these days.
Yes, fan is going to hook this up. Until then,
listen to me snap.
Not